Yesterday afternoon at the All People's Life Center in East Tampa, former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton heaped praises upon her former rival, Barack Obama, their party's nominee for president. About 1,000 supporters chanted and cheered as Clinton took the stage. The New York senator was hoping to direct their enthusiasm toward the campaign of Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama. Clinton emphasized the differences between Obama and his main rival, Republican presidential nominee John McCain, on a range of issues, including the country's economy.
You know, people are feeling invisible, like nobody really sees the struggles that they're going through. People are working harder than ever and not being rewarded for their work. American productivity is the highest in the world, but American corporations are not sharing the profits of the labor of those who toil for them.
Clinton said that if Obama is elected, he will help the economy by cutting taxes on all but the wealthiest workers.
He has proposed a middle-class tax cut of $1,000 per family that will cover 95% of America's working people. This kind of emphasis on making sure we actually help the people who do the work that keeps America going will help 8.7 million working Floridians. And Senator Obama has called for a $10 billion foreclosure prevention fund, which Florida desperately needs.
Tampa State Senator Arthenia Joyner was one of the people who spoke before Senator Clinton took the stage. Joyner contrasted the tax plans of Obama and Republican John McCain.
95% of Americans would get a tax cut under Barack Obama's plan. What's the opponent's plan? Well, he'll keep cutting taxes for the wealthiest Americans and leave middle-class families, more than 100 million of them, out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a change.
Former Tampa Mayor Sandy Friedman was a supporter of Hillary Clinton's candidacy, but recently announced that she would support Barack Obama. Friedman told the audience, quote, "Not one among us doesn't know that we desperately need change in this country. Bush, Cheney, McCain, they've got to go." She said that an Obama presidency would make healthcare affordable and accessible for all.
As president, Barack Obama will make child care affordable for working mothers and guarantee sick leave. We're going to get guaranteed sick leave for the nearly 22 million women who don't have it right now. That's with Barack Obama.
Despite her 2002 vote giving President George W. Bush the authority to invade Iraq, and her multiple votes to fund the U.S. military occupation of Iraq, Senator Hillary Clinton called for armed services personnel stationed overseas to be redeployed to the United States.
You know that we are breaking the military, and it is time for us to bring our troops home.
During a brief press conference after the rally, the former First Lady said if he is elected president, Barack Obama would repair the country's broken immigration system.
Well, it's important for the country. And as you know, he supported, as I did, comprehensive immigration reform, as did John McCain. I'm not sure there's a lot of difference between the candidates on that particular issue, which is maybe one of the reasons why it's not being discussed very much. But it will be up to the next president to fix this broken immigration system. And I know that Senator Obama is committed to doing that.
Clinton was repeatedly asked about Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin by the media, but she declined to comment specifically on Palin. Instead, Clinton emphasized the differences between the Republican and Democratic tickets.
You know, look, I could not be clearer that John McCain and Sarah Palin offer 4 more years of the same failed policies of the last 8 years. I think that's the wrong choice for America. And I think what elections are about is what direction the opposing teams intend to take America. And I think that's what people are interested in. What's it going to mean to me and to my family? I tell folks all the time, don't ask someone, you know, who are you for? Ask who is for you. And if that's the question we ask in this election, then Barack Obama and Joe Biden are going to win.
Florida's chief financial officer, Democrat Alex Sink, attended the rally but did not speak.
I'm supporting Senator Obama and Senator Biden and their ticket, and so is Hillary Clinton. And I'm a huge fan and admirer of Hillary Clinton and the way she handled herself during the long primary campaign, and she is just 150% on board, knows how important this election is for our country. It is so important that we elect Obama and Biden to get the change we need.
WMNF spoke with people in the audience to find out who they supported in the primary election and who they expect to vote for in November.
Support Hillary and Barack Obama for a change.
Do you know who you'll be voting for in November?
Definitely Barack Obama.
I feel that by coming to see her, all the independent votes that were still undecided that was going for Hillary in the primary elections, hopefully she can win their votes over to Barack Obama.
So we want to give everybody an opportunity so everybody can get out there and vote. We need every last vote. Every vote counts.
Well, I didn't really switch my allegiance. I mean, I'm still devoted to Hillary, and if she ever chose to run again, I would support her campaign fully. But, you know, she makes really good points. He is our candidate. I'm a Democrat, and, you know, that's what's important to me is the Democratic ticket and the platform that Obama supports, which really does incorporate a lot of Hillary's ideals and policies.